Saludos, nuestra gente, and welcome to our 26th episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. It's also our first episode in 2018.
It certainly is.
Feliz año, everybody. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We are here to create a dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, Latino alternatives, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos afro-latino y más.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Por ti bajo a los santos y a Guaybana. Me dijo baja más sandunga. Yo le dije cógelo mamita que aquí está. Yo quiero contigo y más na. Por ti bajo a los santos y a Guaybana. Me dijo baja más sandunga. Yo le dije cógelo mamita que aquí está.
Ey, así que mueve ese nalgaje como una silla masaje. No pares hasta que tengas mi villa tatuaje. Tape un poco salvaje sucio sin detergente. Porque he visto más mellao que jeva con diente. Pero les picheo y te hago mi monólogo. Te chequeo la boca otorino laringólogo. Las cosas como son, spray. Yo te voy a dar más chino que changay. Así que cógelo duro contra el muro. Después te curo, tengo seguro. Por si me lo pateas, canguro. Te juro que empezó a llover y casi se inunda. Me dijo soy atea y creo en el sandunga. Decía pille y zumba, sin suedale. Comen cuatro baby, somos animales. Y dime tú qué hubiera hecho. Yo me tiré el Tarzán dándome en el pecho. Le dije que yo quiero contigo y más na. Por ti bajo a los santos y a Guaybana. Me dijo baja más sandunga, yo le dije cógelo mamita que aquí está. Yo quiero contigo y más na. Por ti bajo a los santos y a Guaybana. Me dijo baja más sandunga, yo le dije cógelo mamita que aquí está.
Que le baje a sandungi pa' que mueva el fundi. Todo el mundo reza que no salga chumbi. Tú la llamaste y yo sé lundi. Con los cocos por fuera y no de Burundi. No vengas a roncarme porque estás mordido. Que aquí todo el mundo pan iba a salir prendido. Mal parido, con ella yo me creo nudista. Con las bolas al aire malabarista. Me le pegué en la pista y movió hasta la celulitis. Le dimos hasta que nos dolían los huesos, artritis. Esto es miti miti, pon el big yo el ban. Hasta que sienta el banana orangután. Más swing que Beltrán, más fan que Chayanne. Por ti cualquiera le vende el alma a Satán. Na na na, ni pa' tanto. Pero te baja el santo que tiene hasta los mancos apuntando pa' cantarte que yo quiero contigo y más na. Por ti bajo a los santos y a Guaybana. Me dijo baja más sandunga. Yo le dije cógelo mamita que aquí está. Yo quiero contigo y más na. Por ti bajo a los santos y a Guaybana. Me dijo baja más sandunga. Yo le dije cógelo mamita que aquí está. Yo quiero contigo y más na.
What's good?
Wait, I thought you were going to talk about the song.
I am.
Okay.
Okay, that was Sandunga by PJ Sinzuela. We're chilling here. My voice is extra hoarse today. I apologize.
I wonder why. Also, I was just a little spacey, y'all, but I'm so happy to be here with you. This is our second try at it, and we're just going to go with it. So, with that, Maria, why is your voice gone, basically?
Man, we had a big party yesterday. celebrating my 6-month wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. It was awesome. So much fun. Tell us about it. Tell us a little bit about it.
It was just it was beautiful. It was fun. It was our time to be able to celebrate with our friends from Minnesota that wasn't able to make the trip to Puerto Rico in July, and a time for us to raise funds to the pueblo, the gente del pueblo, de la Playa Fortuna in Luquillo, Puerto Rico, where our wedding took place. And fortunately, you know, that pueblito isn't the same anymore. It's a beautiful beach town, beautiful mm-hmm. people who have lost a lot due to the devastations of Hurricane Irma and Maria in September. So we're going to send those funds. We had a sponsorship from Donku Rum, the Puerto Rico, at Sakura. Shout out Sakura Restaurant, St. Paul. Some bomb sushi and rum, and those proceeds go to El Fondo to be tributed towards Playa Fortuna's community.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm Horace, girl. We was drumming, singing, drinking rum.
It was great. It was fun. Everything.
Thank you guys for being there, and everybody who showed love. Even people like I didn't even know, but they were like, we just want to support your love in Puerto Rico. So it was awesome.
Really That's cool. amazing.
Yeah. Girl, what's good with you? What's up?
Well, you know, I just, after this campaign life, I really needed to take a break. And I think I'm still putting myself back together after running a campaign, which I think is a conversation to be had about how we support other people who do and commit to that kind of work in the aftermath.
Yes, indeed.
Because you're kind of left to wander around and figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
And so I want to give a lot of love and a shout out to my beautiful friend, Juve Mesa, who hosted me in San Francisco.
I went What's on a nice up, vacation. Juve?
We love you.
Hi.
Cabrona. Yeah, I had a great time in San Francisco, and after that, I started my new job, you know, at Wellstone Action. So here I am.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm super excited. Finished up my first week, and it went really well, and so I'm just happy to be at a new job. It's like a lot of new chapters and new things in 2018 for this girl over here. What about you? What else have you been up to?
Man, girl, Twin Cities Mobile Jazz Project. Our organization that I am a director of mentorship in our leadership program for our youth and instructors. We just finished opening our new studio at Dayton's Bluff later in 2017.
Got it.
And then now we're opening up our soon-to-be-open studios. We have an open house on Monday at the Neighborhood House at the Paul and Sheila Wellstone Center, El Rio Vista Rec Center. So we're offering free programming there. We just finished putting together recording studios and production labs for our youth. It's free if you know of any youth in St. Paul, Minneapolis that want a free studio space, sessions, dance programming, music lessons. You can catch us now on the West Side as well. And we're at Washington Tech. Our kids performed their last quarterly session. They rocked their performance last week and killed it. And so we got a new group of students coming up this week, and Humboldt High School as well. And they'll be also be showcasing, getting ready for their Super Bowl show at the Landmark Center.
Got it.
Next week, next Saturday. So it's kind of great just to see these kids having a space. A safe zone, a safe space to create, to be themselves, and to learn from professional musicians and recording artists in the industry for free.
Absolutely. That's insane.
It was a dream for me to want that as a kid.
Of course.
And now to be able to like give back to our Absolutely. Community, the rec center I grew up in, it's pretty awesome. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to, just building studios and recording music for the kids and getting ready to drop a new project pretty soon.
Can we hear any more details, or is it you just going to leave a little teaser like that?
Just y'all, I can't play you nothing yet, but it's
She's doing this to me too, okay? I'm just saying, I'm included in getting the little tease.
It's awesome. I love it. Shout out to John Hardy and Joe Mabbitt, who's making it sound like magic.
Wonderful. Well, I'm really excited to hear more news about that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to get into our politics and opinion de la gente.
Of course.
So with that, dun, 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 politics y opinión de la gente. We're going to get involved heavily to discuss what's happening with, it's been a crazy, crazy political
time
kickoff in this this first month of the year. We want to kind of capture a little bit of what came up from the Democrat Party in our government, and specifically towards everything that's happening with DACA. Mm-hmm. And Ariana, why don't you highlight a little bit of what's been going down?
No, of course. So I think Maria hit me up on Monday once that deal was made in the Senate to essentially pass a bill that would prevent a government shutdown by passing like an extension to February 3rd. And she was like, hey, we need to record and we need to talk about the Dreamers, which I appreciated and was literally thinking the exact same thing. So I just want to make note of that about how we're in sync.
Oh, man, you know how it is.
Yeah, exactly. And so really right now, the first thing I want to start off by saying before we get into like the political games people are playing with our people's lives is that we're here for our undocumented family, for our communities, and that we're going to stay plugged in and that we're going to be as active as we can and as present as we can because we know it's real. And so with that, what happened was, again, that to end the government shutdown, right, this past Monday, which was January 22nd, there was a deal made. Mm-hmm. And the deal that was made did not include DACA, which stands for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, which is what is done for Dreamers, right? Mm-hmm. Young folks who came here who were undocumented, who were basically given a permission to be here, right? Yep. Like permits, essentially. And so our political president terminated that in September. And that left so many of the people we love and our folks living under an incredible amount of stress and fear. Mm-hmm. And so that deal was made, and essentially what Republicans did is they said you can choose between DACA or you can choose for insurance for children, right? Which was CHIP. It was like pick one. And which is a false choice, I think. Yep. And it was really hard. And there's a lot of advocacy organizations really criticizing the Democrats for caving in negotiating that kind of deal. Because what happened was that was signed, the government's functioning until the 3rd. And what we got was a promise from the Senate Majority Leader, McConnell, who says that by February 3rd, there will be a deal made on DACA specifically. That is not guaranteed at all.
What's going on? Like, it's just a mess.
It is. It really is. And it's really hard to see that, you know, they're playing these political games with our people. And it was a standoff that it just feels like the Democratic Party was not willing to really stand firm for undocumented immigrants and their families. And so that's what's led organization like national activist networks like Indivisible and the Migrant-Led United We Dream to be hypercritical of them and to say that, like, you are not showing up and you could have negotiated better. And so this means that now we're in a position where the government has to come, the Senate has to come to an agreement by the 3rd. And that does not look likely. And if that doesn't happen, Maria, that means that we could go into a cycle again of another government shutdown with another extension, this entire process. A shutdown is impacting people's ability to get paid. It's just costs all of us money. And all of it essentially is because they hate immigrants, because of xenophobia, because of anti-immigrant sentiment, because we have a president who, when he decided to run, called all of us rapists and criminals, right? Oh, they are doing all of this. They're putting the health insurance of children on the line because of racist anti-immigrant sentiment. Like, that's where we're at right now. That's where we're in. It looks like a circus. It's like hard to keep up.
It's certainly like it's just one thing right after the other, you know, and just the fact that the insensitivity of recognizing this was placed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, leave it there. It serves for our country. It serves for our people. I don't care what anybody says. You need a piece of paper, documentation. You need a certain number. We're not products on a shelf. But unfortunately, our government treats us like that.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say us. You know, I'm a citizen. I was born here. Mm-hmm. Our gentes are citizen, right? But at the same time, we're human. Point is like, we're human, man. When is the world going to wake up and recognize our people are working hard just to be able to give a little what they get?
Exactly. And what you see, too, is like the government's playing into what we've always seen in history, right? Which is immigrants are cheap labor.
Yep.
But right now, immigrants serve a better purpose as a scapegoat for all of the issues going on, because we have like inequality increasing in our country and you got to blame it on someone. And instead of fucking blaming it on people who have more and more wealth, more and more control of everything that happens in our country, we're going to point it at immigrants and teach poor folks, especially poor white folks, that that's the way to do it, for us to point fingers at each other.
And give me a little bit about like what's going on with all these Democrats who are supposed to be standing up for, you know, all of these undocumented children, mm-hmm. so that they can be safe and not feel the pressure. Their parents are being deported. Their grandparents are being deported. I mean, I see this. I work in the schools. I see these kids, whether they're...
What it
they're,
means.
I see how sad and how torn apart it is, because the simple fact that their grandparents have been torn apart from their lives because they have to go back to a place that they left specifically so they can have a upbringing that is healthy, that is contributing to society, and to show that dreams do come true by hard work and determination, mm-hmm. and getting a good education. I mean, isn't that why we're here, right? Isn't that this whole format of what is the American dream? Not to kick people out, not to beat people up, not to separate you from your familia and be told that you can never come back again.
It's like you said, it's like, what does it mean when our people are being terrorized like that? Like, I come from a mixed status family.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is happening right now, you can feel so helpless.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who isn't, like, I was born here.
Yeah.
And so I just think that, and what you're saying about what's going on with Democrats, it's like taking the Latinx community for granted, mm-hmm. over and over again, mm-hmm. which is a bigger conversation about how we're going to continue to build our political power and our overall power in this country, because it just, they show us, as Rosa Clemente said,
yeah.
over and over again, our girl over here thinking about running against Chuck.
I know. I loved her Instagram post.
Chuck Schumer.
I love that. Shout out to Rosa.
Thanks for considering
that post with you and your husband was beautiful.
But that's it. People, they're not advocating for people the way we need. And so we have to get there to do that on our own.
Right on, right on. In the meantime, what can people do who want to help out, or
absolutely.
Specifically who want to share a voice, mm-hmm. and be a face of commitment towards fighting for these rights?
Of course. So one of the things you can do is to actually plug into organizations that are doing good work, that are led by folks who are undocumented, mixed status staff, and who are in the front lines. Locally, there's an organization called Navigate that I would really encourage people to plug into. And then nationally, we have United We Dream. And United We Dream on their website actually has three ways that you can do to hold Congress accountable. And so if you're someone that's like itching right now to do something immediately, here's some things you can do. You can tweet at Congress. You can literally go to the website wearehere2stay.org to find all this. You can start tweeting at your congressperson to apply public pressure, because that's one of the strategies being used right now. And we have to do whatever it takes to support this so that something actually happens. You can call Congress directly. And you can also just make a commitment by connecting yourself to these organizations. And so I think for all of us is just staying alert and being able to be like, how can I call my congressperson, tweeting, what kind of action can I be involved in, follow the leadership of organizations like Navigate and United We Dream.
Right. We are going to go into our next song. And this is, since my voice is hoarse and we were celebrating and having a good time, I put out our wedding playlist mixtape. It's a gift that my husband wanted, like, from me. He's like, babe, can you make a mixtape of our wedding ceremony songs and like our songs for reception?
So cute.
So I did. You can listen to it on my SoundCloud page. Check it out. And if for some reason you can't get access to it, just hit us up at Latina Theory, hashtag La Boda Mix. But here's a song, one of my favorites, that was played during our lantern lighting ceremony and sand ceremony in our wedding, and it's called I Die Without You by PM Dawn.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Is it my turn to wish you were lying here? I tend to dream you when I'm not sleeping. Is it my turn to fictionize my world? Or even imagine your emotions? Tell myself anything.
We are back with Flashback in Latino History. Just in case you forgot, we've been covering we've been covering a lot about the Dream Act. Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep covering it in our Flashback in Latino History because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people aren't informed. Our own hit there aren't really informed either.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I think it's made it unnecessarily complicated too.
Definitely. So take us into our flashback, Adi.
So I'm not going back too far. So one thing I wanted to highlight, and I was talking to Maria about, is how in 2010, actually, if we can remember that, is also when the Senate failed to pass the Dream Act. And we were short 5 votes for it to happen. And this is a criticism on any party for failing to support and address our undocumented community, our immigrant communities. But also, Democrats not doing their job. They're the ones saying that they're supposed to be supporting our people, and they can't get the job done. And so in 2010, the Dream Act failed, which has led us to our current state right now, where we are once again, people's lives are on the line and people are playing games with it, right? Yep. Because President Obama just passed an executive order which can be undone, which is why Trump did that in September. And now we're here. And so to just connect it, like, and this was done, girl, after, and you remember this more than I do, after weeks of rallies, hunger strikes,
girl,
calls, sit-ins, you name it. And this was after, I mean, the DREAM Act was a decade old in 2010.
Yep.
And it failed. And so it doesn't mean that nothing can happen, but I just want to continue to add, like, we need to know our history to know, like, we've been down this road before.
Yep. Yep. Been there, done that. We got to keep doing what we can, though.
Yes, absolutely.
We got to keep doing what we can, though. And speaking about keeping doing, or doing what we can and continuing, legacies to change and legacies to fight and stand up.
Absolutely.
I want to get into our Guerreras of the Week.
That was a beautiful transition, girl.
Come on.
Yes, I mean, yes. Please give me some hope, because I went in a little bit.
It just was like, you hear what we're having to face, and here are our Guerreras of the Week. We're dedicating it to all the women stepping up to run for office.
Yes, thank you.
Last weekend, while most people were getting ready to watch the Vikings lose, there was a lot.
Hey,
you know, there's about 3,000 women at the Union Depot in St. Paul that were commemorating the Women's March that took place nationally, but specifically our local march that took place last year, where there was over 100,000 women that showed up and people in support of women's rights and taking those initiatives forwards into educating what's going on. Mm-hmm. Why is this a big movement? Oh, it just started. No, it hasn't started.
It's been here.
Hello. We make you. But
absolutely.
In recognizing that we're not just behind the scenes. It's time for us not just to be behind the scenes.
Exactly.
It's time for us to be in the front mode. We've been the ones that have been able to make these changes possible.
Yeah.
And we know this. And we've been shunned down and we've been smacked down and we've been fired mm-hmm. or threatened. So there's a big movement of women that are fed up with it. Us included. So I want to shout out all the Guerreras that have been stepping up, and specifically stepping up to run for office here locally. There was about 12 women that, you know,
got on stage. There was a point where they asked all women running for office to get on stage.
Yeah. So we want to shout out a few of those women. Ariana, we have Irene Fernanda, mm-hmm. Angela Conley, Husnia Dent Bradley. Shout out Husnia, because I know you tune into Latina Theory.
That's so great.
Aisha Gomez and Karina Berry amongst those. And just powerful to see. It's not easy. We know the challenges. Muhed, you just finished running a campaign.
No, for real. And I really want to point out what you're saying, girl, of like, it's time for a woman to be put themselves. And all the names, all the love that we just gave to these candidates, and I just want to pronounce Irene's name right, because I also thought she was Latina, but it's Irene Fernando. That's how you pronounce it?
Irene. It's Irene for me.
For Latina Theory, it's Irene. Shout out to Irene, who I've known since I was 16 and has always been a great mentor. But all of these are women of color. And I just really want to highlight that it's important for women of color to be putting themselves in positions of leadership, and for us to actually be claiming our power. We're not just there to look cute and to be tokenized.
Nope.
We're there to make decisions, to have decision-making power about what's happening with our lives and our families.
Man.
And so a big shout out to those Guerreras for doing that.
Straight up. And shout out to the women that are in politics.
Yes.
That did show up.
Yes.
And let it be recognized. And the women of color. And this leadership and all the performers that came through. Shout out to Krista, K Radio.
Because Maria Issa was on the stage, you know, y'all.
I had to let them know. I had to say pussy.
Oh my God. She not only went on stage and said pussy. She had signs about Trump is a pendejo. She had luchadoras on stage. And let me tell you, that space was like very white woman feminist.
Yeah.
And then Maria came on the stage and it was refreshing. It was like, yeah, and intersectionality and woman of color and Boricua woman, and let's like all remember.
Yes, Andrea Jenkins killed it too.
Yeah, Andrea Jenkins, Susana De Leon.
Susana De Leon went and killed it. I mean, it was cool. It was cool to see that, you know, even Melissa Lopez Franson got to read.
Oh, she did.
You know, Senator Klobuchar's, because I don't know why she wasn't there, but
Okay, who cares? Anyways. But
it is what it is. We were present. Our gente, our mujeres were present. And I want to give a special shout out to the director of Women's March, who she was on sabbatical right after planning this with Bethany Bradley, because she really took the time to listen as to why, you know, we weren't so fascinated, you know, about last year. Like, everyone's proud. We were proud. We were there. But we also were letting them know about the challenges and the indifferences, you know, of how when we show up to these events and when we throw our rallies, what happens?
That people not
police,
showing up.
People don't show up, or police are shutting it down.
It's a different experience.
It's a different experience. It can be dangerous and traumatic. So to see that this was so peaceful, that's what we were commemorating, but also waking up white women to know that you got to recognize that we're not equal.
It is not the same.
You know, these statistics of sterilization and abuse, it's not to say that our pain and your pain, that there's no pain in there, but it's also recognize the levels of oppression and that we need you guys to speak up on behalf of how we've been oppressed times 10 in platforms. And we also need you to allow us more spaces because, like, it's just the same with fundraising. When we knock on doors, we get kicked out or called down or shut down, right?
Absolutely.
So it just was great to see the fact that women, yeah, there was a lot of white women there, but they took the step to be like, look, we're taking over the stage.
No, and we did. And that's the thing I wanted to show. That's why we had so many women of color on stage. I mean, you, Andrea Jenkins, Senator Patricia Torres, Susana De Leon, like, there was several. And it was like, at first I was scared, and then I saw the shift and I was like, thank God, because I was about to leave.
No. It was, no, we had it, and that's why I want to highlight specifically Bethany Bradley.
That's great.
Because she reaches out for so much, and she listened. She never was, you know, attacking or trying to, you know, defend. She was there to say, how can we make it
Which
bigger?
Is how we do the work, right?
That's how we continue to seguir pa'lante, adelante, siempre. We're going to highlight a Guerrera, too, with this next song. She's hit number one on the Billboard charts, and she's got with her hit Havana. This is Camila Cabello with the remix featuring El, come on, you know what I'm talking about, El Daddy Yankee. Okay, Rene, not Rene, Raymond Ayala. We'll talk about a Rene later on in the show, but this is Camila Cabello, La Cubana, with her number one hit, the remix of her number one hit Havana featuring Daddy Yankee.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Havana, una, na.
Hey.
Half of my heart is in Havana, una, na.
Hey.
He took me back to East Atlanta, na, na, na. All of my heart is in Havana.
Hey.
There's something about his manners.
Uh-huh.
Havana, una.
Corazones clavados en el sofá de mi sala. Todavía recuerdo lo que le dije aquella mañana. La primera que quiero como la Habana.
Mami, qué hora. Oh, nana. Estás acompañada o andas sola. Oh, nana. Pero qué fácil me descontrola. Oh, nana. Tú me quemas, vuelves y me rola. Me rola. Ah, ah. Yeah. Vamos pa'l mambo. Suéname el tambor. Pa' que te recuerde de La Habana y el campo. La libertad. Cuando volverás solo Dios sabe.
Mami, qué hola. Oh, nana.
nuestra gente.
Yes.
So excited to be here with you. Again, follow us at Latina Theory on Twitter.
Yes.
Send us emails if you have any questions, recommendations, feedback. We're open and we can take it.
Yes.
Get so excited by it. LatinaTheory@gmail.com. And with that, we're on to entertainment news. And Maria Isa has so many things for us today on this.
I mean, I've just been recapping. I was out with like that horrible damn flu.
Which everybody was.
Which everyone is. Right now, and it was serious. Weather. And babies and kids and everybody was getting it. So take that serious. Go check it out, because if you're sick with it, you want to get better. So I had some time. While I was sick, it was like the premiere of, I mean, my doc was like, just sit down, watch a movie. It's hard for me not to do anything, right? So I took advantage of being able to watch a new show. And with that, FX just came out with the second season of American Crime Story, or second story of American Crime Story.
Mm-hmm.
And it highlighting the assassination of Gianni Versace. And man, it's, I love it. It's got all these Latinos playing Versace.
Versace family.
So, but it takes place focusing on the crime of the murder of the fashion icon, Gianni Versace, and who is played by Edgar Ramirez, who I love. I loved him in Mano de Piedra. He played Roberto Duran. And his partner, Gianni Versace's partner, is played by the one, the only, the phenomenal, love him for life, Ricky Martin. And Donatella Versace is played by the lovely, beautiful, hottie, Penelope Cruz. So really, really, really a great show that I enjoy because of the fashion. Man, it's just like,
yeah. I was not about to watch it, and then I had Maria Isa and my girl Sada,
yes,
rave about it for like 25
yes
minutes while I just sat here, y'all. I just had to listen to it. I was like, fine, I'm gonna watch it. So
like,
listen to Maria.
Like, you have to watch it. You have to watch it. So check it out. If you don't like, you know, a crime story, you just watch it for the fashion. And if you don't like the fashion, watch it for the crime story. The acting is great and it's pretty tense. There's also Daphne, the Dominicana from Orange is the New Black.
Really? Yeah, I love that they have so many Latinos on that. Just watch it to support our brown folks.
There's
y'all
a lot of brown folks. It's, well, you got to, it's in Miami. If they didn't have it,
right,
come on, man. You know, it's what it
I
is.
I mean, we've seen that happen.
But we, yes, yes, we definitely. Oh, also want to highlight, Steven Spielberg announced that he's doing a West Side Story. He's remaking West Side Story.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I don't know what's on the radar for it yet, but it was announced. And we'll keep you updated in our entertainment news in the future on that one. But that just came out of my Twitter feed. Another must-see that you got to check out. Chilling in the house, want to pop in the Netflix. Check out Residente. It's a documentary directed by the one, the only René Residente Pérez of the amazing band Calle 13.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a documentary that basically is based off of René after taking a DNA test. You know, he's one of our Latinx's top artists. And I've seen him bloom and grow from like underground.
He's incredible.
International global star. Well, he embarks on a global adventure,
mm-hmm,
to trace the footsteps of his ancestor, his ancestors, due to after he took a DNA test. So he retraced every little percentage of blood to record his latest project. But he shows you the behind the scenes, and when it's beautiful. I mean, I cried, literally cried. So if you're into trying to find who you are, or just, you know, our cultural studies nerd like me.
Of course.
Check it out. It's beautiful.
And then you had said just one quick thing, Maria, about how that helped you understand his most recent...
Yes, his video. Because, like,
video.
When it came out, he was like, what's going on with this project, blah, blah, blah. But then, you see the behind the scenes. It's what led you from the production, the influence of the writing, the story, the voices, the instrumentation. So everything started to make sense as to why he was gearing into this alley. I mean, he's always been in... Calle 13 has always been like, boom, here, put it in your face.
Of course.
But he really embraced a global you know, story and a global connection, for not just being I'm a Latino artist, I'm a Boricua artist, but how our connections show how our sisterhood and our humanidad is connected with just a separation of you know, our blood's intertwined, and it shows where we all come from. You know, like we're all of us are related in some sort. So, you know, get rid of the hate.
For real. Okay, I'm going to make sure to check that out probably tonight, y'all.
Yo, with that, we're going to go into another song. Yeah, and this is Milo off of the project Residente.
Todos te estaban esperando, el viento cantaba bailando, las olas se levantaron de su silla y los caracoles te esperaban en la orilla, también te esperaban en la arena, desde los animalitos más chiquitos hasta las ballenas. Las estrellas se veían a plena luz del día porque te esperaban para hacerte compañía. Y naciste rápido y despacio, respirando como un astronauta en el espacio. Hablabas otro idioma porque venías de un planeta sin personas y despertaste hasta las plantas cuando la selva rugió desde tu garganta. Y aunque no entendieras todo lo que sentiste, sin tener que abrir los ojos nos descubriste. Masita de pan, pipita de harina, cachetes de flan, deditos de algodón en las manitas y en los pies, agua santa que huele a bebé. Te ríes y el mundo se siente importante y todos los duendes se vuelven gigantes. Contigo los días son fiesta y haces que la música suene sin orquesta. Te gusta que el viento te sople en la cara, comer con las manos sin usar cuchara, tocar las flores que salen en abril y hablar con los trenes del ferrocarril en tu propio eje y sin camiseta. Te gusta dar vueltas como los planetas, convertirte en carro y también en cohete, jugar todo el tiempo aunque no hayan juguetes y andar por el pasto sin las zapatillas. Eres amigo de las cosas sencillas, por eso me abrazas y me descongelas y me hace sentir como un globo que vuela. Ahora ya sé por qué escribo, aunque nunca sepa el día ni la hora en la que vivo. Cuando hablas mi despiste te atiende, viniste a enseñarme cómo es que se aprende. Se van y aunque seamos de colores diferentes, todos comemos con la boca y masticamos con los dientes. Hay que ser buena gente y agradecido y proteger el árbol para que no se caiga el nido. Y ojalá que nada te duela, pero si te duele que te sirva de escuela. Y ojalá que te enamores muchas veces, porque con un beso lo malo desaparece. No tienes que llorar, va a parar de llover. Yo salí a trabajar, pero voy a volver y te voy a construir un castillo de bambú. Lo que nunca tuve yo, quiero que lo tengas tú.
Ya
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
And we're on our pendejo de la semana.
You know, I was just telling Maria that we could spend like entire seasons of Latina Theory with pendejes y media. And most recently, man, I just feel like the pendejes with men is just like, are we just like more aware of it now? It's just like, it feels slightly suffocating.
Girl, I've been aware of it for a long time.
We've been aware of it forever. I was trying to be nice. But with that, can you let us know where pendejo de la semana is?
All the people who just shut down the government because of anti-immigrant sentiment, all of them. The GOP leading it, the puerco, like you like to say, los chicharrones that are just frying our people up, the Presidente 45, Cheeto. Man, them Haitians got all the Cheetos with the needles in it doing all the voodoo. Because we ain't from no shitholes. We're from beautiful countries.
Oh, my God. I forgot that also happened recently. All right. All of them.
And the Democrats who voted in favor of not shutting down the government.
Yeah, we need better leadership. All right. And with that, now let's talk about some limpieza, girl.
Yes.
Please. Let's talk about some curandera remedies.
Man, you got to support mental health in our communities. Got to be there. You got to support one another to go get help.
Yes.
If you need to talk to somebody, you got to vent. You know, even if it's your homegirl, homegirls, homeboys, don't go out there bochinchando out though. Like, that doesn't make the situation better.
Bochinchando.
Yeah, don't do that. No chisme, bochinchando por ahí, toda esa mierda. Eso se tiene que ir afuera. Bótalo. Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen in our community, the undocumented community, our Boricuas, you know, the exodus of Boricuas coming here. I've seen, you know, the aftermath of people trying to resettle and feeling lost in negative 30 weather, you know, like, be there for your people, the people that are on the islands. There's an article of how all of these beauticians and cosmetologists who don't have electricity for, like, blowouts are doing different designs and styles for free for people that are, like, you know, in need of just wanting to feel good about themselves. Like, that little thing, just how can you make someone feel good, feel better, not be mean to them? And that's the beauty of showcasing pure, pure hearts of gold.
We really need to be doing that. And I think what you said about, like, our people, like, our folks who are undocumented, everyone in different ways was being terrorized by, like, this current administration and what's going on. And whatever, let's just face it, like,
our
government has been doing to our people.
Our abuelitas, our abuelitos, you know, like, even if you got the flu,
I can't.
Make sure you get some sopitas and eat a lot of garlic, ajo, and cebolla, and
all of it.
Mushrooms. You gotta eat mushrooms like the ones that are legal.
That's exactly what she was saying. And we just really want to encourage, I think, mental health can sometimes be seen as like, oh, you just need to feel better. Oh, you just need to get out of it. And so, like, really pushing ourselves to take that seriously and support our people through it. Because suicide's a reality. And because we know that when increased pressure happens, that is something that happens in our communities. And so how do we, instead of shying away from that, open up and, like, support people and, like, give people resources. Because also, if you're not, like, certified to be dealing with that kind of stuff, you shouldn't be trying to deal with it on your own.
Definitely. You know, get away from the toxins and don't enable the toxins either.
All of that.
Take full control of how you can take care of you. How can you tell someone else to be well if you're not?
Exactly.
And we all get there. We're all human. So recognize that. We're about to wrap it up, though.
All right.
I miss hearing from our gente. If you got new things to tell us about, we do appreciate those who have been hitting us up. We've got a lot of stuff happening here locally. The Vikings lost. But so
just because you need to rub it in, she needed to say that one more time in this episode,
I was
y'all.
Crushed, but what I was telling people was like, it's a normal feeling, so don't be getting all, you know, traumatized and
dear God,
sad
there's
and
a lot
desperate.
Of other things for us to be.
Thank you. I was like, we lost. This was normal, but we also have a million people coming into our city, and they're charging like $400 per event. But we're having an event.
We are, y'all.
We're gonna celebrate Adi's birthday.
Hey.
Her birthday is the 27th.
No, and, girl. I mean, her birthday's
the 31st.
Yes.
And she's turning 27.
Proud Aquarius here. Girl's turning 27. I'm super excited. Come celebrate. It's a fundraiser for Latina Theory.
It's lit. So we're going to give you more information, but we're not going to tell you where unless you go to our Facebook page, you like us, and you tweet us. You say, where is it at? So vamos a bailar, a gozar, and have some extreme special cocktails in honor of our homegirl, our one of the madrinas of Latina Theory. One of the producers and founders, La Chingona herself. So come celebrate Ari's birthday. It's gonna be cracking. But you gotta follow us on social media.
Exactly. That's where all the information is gonna be.
We're not telling you on the show, okay? So check it out. Everybody's invited. You'll get more information. That you on the link here on Audioboom. Shout out to Audioboom, all of our familia that's tuning into Audioboom and that supports us here. Find ways how you can support us. LatinaTheory@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Latina Theory.
All right, with that, y'all, I picked the song on the playlist. Let me just tell you.
She sure did.
Maria Isa usually does all of that because that is not my skill set. She's a genius, but she always lets me pick one song.
I want her to.
And this is my song, okay? It's My Chica by J Balvin.
Featuring Heon and Anita. Girl, we did it.
We did it.
We're back.
Yeah. Sheon. Yeah.
Vamos, vamos a romper. No hay tiempo pa' perder. De la disco pa'l motel. Más mala que Anabela. Baile y todo le hacen coro. Te deja marcado como el zorro. No pierdo mi tiempo, es oro. Todo me lo gasto, no ahorro.
Más chica, más chica, más chica. Turbo Nitro en la máquina. Siempre pa'lante, nunca pa' atrás.
Aquí estamos duros, somos global.
Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más. Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más.
Más chica, más chica.
Oye, oye.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Calienteaste en la nevera. En la cima sin escalera. La sensación de la favela. Salió a romper frontera. Las mujeres como yo que no se quitan. Que de lejos se identifican. Siempre están cuando las solicitan. La chica que yo soy tu chica.
Representa tu bandera. Mi música es nueva era. A mí me dan pe donde sea. Machuca que estás que te quema.
Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más.
Estoy muy borracho y no puedo más. Y no puedo más.
Más chica, más chica.
Oye, oye.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Dale lenta, el golpe avisa. Mi no conoce Julissa. Vengo con la buena vibra. Con J Balvin, con Anita.
Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Turbo Nitro en la máquina. Estamos en vivo, mami, ya tú sabes. ¿Qué hubo? Dale, vamos a machucar.
Más chica, más chica.
Oye, oye.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica.
Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica. Más chica, más chica, más chica.
Más chica. Machica,
machica,
machica, machica, machica, machica, machica, machica.
J Balvin, Sheon, Anita,
Arubo Corso Negro.